The fallout continues over Israel's deadly strike in the Gaza Strip this week. Reports have emerged that militant Palestinian groups were preparing to announce a unilateral ceasefire before an Israeli warplane dropped a one-ton bomb on a residential area, which killed a senior Hamas leader and 14 others. Israel denies prior knowledge of any Palestinian plan to halt suicide attacks, but senior Palestinian officials insist they put Israel on notice well in advance that such efforts were underway. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The text of the ceasefire announcement, which Palestinian officials say was in the works just hours before the Gaza attack, appeared in Israel's most widely circulated newspaper yesterday. The pledge says the Tanzim, the Palestinian militia connected to Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction, would, quote, cease all attacks on innocent men, women, and children who are non-combatants without condition. Palestinian peace negotiator Saeb Erekat confirmed the plan.
It wasn't only the Fatah movement. It was much bigger than Fatah. It was also Hamas. It was other factions involved. And this was supported by the Arab countries. And there were top ministers who, from our side, who took part of that. I was told that they were almost at the point of declaring something big.
The Israeli newspaper account, which is supported by a New York Times report today, also says that European diplomats were keeping Israeli officials apprised of the moves toward a ceasefire. But today, Israeli officials said they had no knowledge that a serious ceasefire proposal had been proffered prior to Israel's decision to carry out the airstrike in Gaza. Senior Foreign Ministry spokesman Daniel Taub.
Obviously, we don't know what was going on behind the doors of the Palestinian terrorist leadership, but we do know what was going on outside of those doors, and unfortunately, that was business as usual for the terrorists.
But Saeb Erekat says Israel was put on notice as early as last Saturday that militant factions were working behind the scenes to unilaterally halt the suicide attacks that have been the hallmark of their struggle. Erekat says lengthy high-level meetings between the two sides included Foreign Minister Shimon Peres.
I would say that the Israelis understood exactly what we were doing, and the Israelis understood exactly what we asked them to refrain from.
If there were serious moves for a reprieve in the violence, the Gaza attack has ended that. Palestinian and Israeli critics of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon say the strike fits a pattern of attacks against leading militants during periods of relative quiet in order to scuttle any hopes of reviving the peace process. The Foreign Ministry's Daniel Taub says that is nonsense.
I think this is probably one of the most ridiculous conspiracy theories out there. The latest survey shows that one-third of Israeli kids know personally people who have been injured or killed in terrorist actions. To say that these kids and the families of these kids and the leadership of Israel is not interested in a ceasefire, it's just quite unrelated to the reality.
The reality now is that the spiritual leader of Hamas, who started the week talking of quitting suicide attacks, is ending the week with talk of Israeli blood in the streets. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.